And from basketball to music, new music from the rock trio Doves. They're from Manchester, England. They've got a new release called Some Cities. Music critic Christian Bortle has this review.
Weathered the storm, came at the other side. The place you were born, yeah, it's a place inside.
Manchester lies at the heart of the industrial region in the centre of England, an area known in the second half of the last century for its bleak industrial decay, high unemployment rates, and dormant sooty brick smokestacks. Manchester's also known for producing music to suit the scene, with darkly melancholic bands like Joy Division, later to become New Order after their lead singer committed suicide, and the smart gloom of the Smiths and their lead singer Morrissey. The band called Doves are inheritors of this landscape and shares with their fellow Mancunians, like Elbow, a kind of melancholic mist of reverb and swirling guitars and synths that's been described as dream pop or epic pop. Doves is made up of lead singer and bass player Jimmy Goodwin and twins Andy and Jez Williams on drums and guitar. The trio started out doing dance club pop under the name Sub Sub late in the rave days of Manchester's legendary Hacienda Club. They dropped Sub Sub in 1996 after a fire destroyed their studio and the tapes for an upcoming album. The trio reunited as Doves, playing real instruments and channeling the dour 80s Manchester rock sound. On their third album, Some Cities, the band sometimes shrugs off those dark, foggy swirls of sound, replacing them with a less layered, more direct and upbeat tone, like on the CD's first single, Black and White Town. As with many of the dream pop bands, it sometimes feels like Doves are all washy, thoughtful soundscape, and as you penetrate the overlapping musical layers, you find there's not much song at the center. But on this record, there are a number of strong songs, and the band makes the most of them with some beautifully thoughtful arrangements.
Music from Doves from their latest CD, Some Cities, and thanks to day-to-day music critic Christian Bortle.